This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Of course, I'm talking about Ariel Epstein, the sports betting analyst for Yahoo Sports, also known as the Prop Queen. Make sure you give her a follow on Twitter as well, at Ariel Epstein. So let's talk about Thursday night football props tonight. And when we look at each team individually, I know you love your props. Let's start with the Cowboys. What do you like?
I've got a few, and I'm going back and forth between a couple of different props. So the first one, which I found is to be a really interesting trend, it's that there's been 9 straight games where linebackers had at least 7 total tackles against the Saints. The linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys that leads the team in tackles is Micah Parsons. Even though the last few weeks he hasn't been tackling as much as he was about 3-4 weeks ago, where he was getting at least 10 tackles a game, that was because they've had Parsons playing defensive end more. Gregory, Lawrence, they've both been out. Lawrence is set to come off the IR and play tonight. The only concern I have about this prop at all is that he could be playing opposite Lawrence. But otherwise, with Taysom Hill throwing, with Taysom Hill under center, potentially running a lot, maybe throwing down the middle, he loves his tight end. Maybe Parsons does get back in the middle of the field. If that's the case, 6.5 is a low number for Parsons' tackle prop if he's playing at linebacker. So I do like Parsons. The other one that I like is for Dak Prescott to go over his pass attempts of 34.5. Dallas has their running back, Ezekiel Elliott, who apparently they've been saying they're going to be a little cautious. He's not at full health. That leads me to thinking Dak's going to throw the ball. Also, his number one target, CeeDee Lamb, is back off concussion protocol. Although he may be defended by the cornerback Marshon Lattimore, I still could see Dak trying to target him. So give me the over 34.5 pass attempts on a quarterback that loves to throw the ball.
Right, and especially going against the Saints defense that is especially good against the run. I don't see the Cowboys not going the other way and, you know, avoiding that. So let's look at the other side of the ball with the Saints. Are there any props you like for New Orleans?
The way I'm trying to target New Orleans is first looking at what Taysom Hill did last year in his 3-4 starts that he had. He loves to run the ball. Go figure, because why trust someone who's your third, fourth string backup quarterback to throw too much? Hill actually went over his rushing yards prop of 37.5, 3 out of the 4 games he played last year. He had at least 10 carries in 3 of his 4 starts. The thing is, he had Michael Thomas in all 3 games that he played last year, and he actually went over his passing yards prop too. This year, who's he really throwing to and at least relying on to throw to? He's going to run the ball. I would take the over 37.5 rushing yards on Hill. Now, my favorite Saints prop is actually about who he can throw to. Traquan Smith is wide receiver, over 19.5 yards for his longest reception. I love this prop because I looked back to those games with Hill, and actually in his last 2 starts that he had last year, Hill was his second most targeted receiver behind Michael Thomas. Smith went over this number in 3 out of those 4 games, so I'll take his over 19.5 yards for his longest reception.
When you look at a side, is there a trend or something that makes you think, okay, I'm going to grab the points or lay the points here? Because Chelsea and I have been very, not necessarily wishy-washy, we just can't really find an angle. We think the Cowboys is the right side, but this number seems too low.
I'm on the same page as you. It just seems a little fishy that the line has continued to stay at 4.5 all week, knowing that it's probably going to be Taysom Hill at quarterback, but the line never even budged when they announced he was legitimately the starter. And now the total 47.5, I mean, I'm with you guys. I don't really have too much of a side, which is why I went with a bunch of different props in the game. If I had to take a side, maybe you go with good coaching. And think about it this way, too. Even though everyone's looking at it like with Mike McCarthy with COVID and Dallas could be in a better position without their head coach, you still have a lot of shuffling going on in the coaching room. There's so many different coaches that are switching up their roles now and are going to have different roles on the field for the play calling solely because it's been, what, 5-6 days that they've had to get used to it. Look at what happened in Vegas. The Vegas Raiders losing John Gruden. The team was in was a mess for 3 weeks because coaching. New Orleans has the better coaching in this game. I mean, Sean Payton's one of the best head coaches in football, and he knows his quarterback despite us not really knowing his quarterback at the quarterback position. Maybe even taking the points at +4.5 or teasing the Saints up and getting them into being essentially a double-digit dog at home and putting it with another Sunday night game, something along those lines. I don't know if I want to lay the points with Dallas. This line's just too fishy to take them.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Right. I think bottom line for me, there's just so many question marks regarding health, regarding who's going to play in this one, and mostly regarding the Saints. But looking at the slate, I think one of the more intriguing matchups of the week is Sunday Night Football, the Broncos at the Chiefs. This is a divisional game. I think it was at 10, but now it's 9.5 with the Chiefs laying the big number at home. I know the Broncos have been a little tough to trust this season, but so have the Chiefs. Which way are you leaning on this one?
I'm leaning at taking the points with Denver in the first half at +5.5. I'm also taking the Broncos full game at, I mean, now it stinks that it moved down off of the 10.5 number. And that's because I've heard from a ton of people in the business, I shouldn't say a ton, but a bunch of people, enough to make me want to take it, that Denver's been the sharp play of the week. You always have to take the double-digit underdog who has the better defense. I mean, it's true. Denver has the better defense in this situation than Kansas City, especially because Denver got back their linebacker, Bradley Chubb. I love Denver in the game to at least cover this spread.
Ariel, we know you like teasers, so when you look at Week 13 in the NFL, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at, first off, the Chargers, because I've gone back and forth on this game. I particularly like the Chargers in this spot. It's a typical Cincinnati Bengals spot where everyone thinks that they're so good. They just blew out the Steelers. They're at home, 3-point favorites. It just feels like the perfect time to bet against them. However, I've heard that there are some sharp groups that are betting the Bengals this week. With that said, it leads me into wanting to tease the Chargers up and get them at +9. In addition to teasing the New England Buffalo game total up and betting the under. That's been the way I've been betting the Patriots. I've realized that the book has protected themselves well enough that they've made the Patriots total so low, people still think the Patriots total you should just continue to bet unders, which early on in the season was the case. Now what I've realized is I'm just teasing up their totals because they're just a possession too low. Last week, I teased up the Patriots total and I bet the under, and it hit by the hook. 49.5 is where my total was teased to, and I ended up getting it. It landed at 49, where the total again was around 43, 42. I was just going to keep up that trend of giving myself a little more cushion with the best defense in football, the Patriots limiting their opponents to just over 16 points per game.
Right, and you know I love a good teaser, but let's look at some other props for this Sunday. Where are you seeing some value?
Going back to that Chargers game, the Cincinnati Bengals allow the fourth most receiving yards to running backs it's been back-to-back weeks now where Eckler's had over 60 receiving yards. I would take Eckler's over on his receiving yards prop this week. And that goes with the storyline of the Chargers keeping the game relatively close in Cincinnati.
Thanks for the insight, and always great to hear from you on the show.
Thanks so much, guys. Good luck this weekend.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.